Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got the Warriors. We have the Niners. We had the Giants. We had the Sharks. We had the Earthquakes. We have AFC. Got Cal. Got Stafford. We can go wherever you want to go with this. But I'm taking championships off the board because we all want championships. We all want MVPs. We all want championships. That's an obvious one. But what is a more attainable resolution? Like, for example, if I'm looking at the 49ers, my New Year's resolution, it would be to give me a ball hawking free safety and then improve the trenches. Those are my resolutions. I want better line play, and I want a ball hawking safety. That's just one example. With the Warriors, I would love size and athleticism. Would love that. With the Giants, man, be nice to get a home run hitter in the middle of that lineup. Those are just some of the resolutions I have. What are some of the resolutions you have?
No, it's a good point, because you don't go into, like, and I'm not a big New Year's resolution. Like you can start it whenever. It doesn't have to be January 1. I get it. Right. It's a clean slate for a lot of people, so they try to do positive visualization and all that sort of stuff. Like, that's fine. But for me, I'm not going in next season if I'm, let's say, a lot of people are working out, right? Like right now, a lot of people are probably at the gym. They're watching us on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube.
Gyms are packed.
They're packed right now. It's not going to be like that in a couple weeks. Why? Because they don't have whatever it is, that next step to really, you know, want to be that next person, that better person. And you know, I think of, if I'm working out, I'm not going to be have a six pack in 3 weeks. That's just not how it's going to happen. Yeah. But you know what? Maybe by the end of the year,
the dream.
We can all dream. Maybe by the end of the year, I could have the semblance of something.
Maybe I have one pack. Maybe a two pack.
There you go. But if I'm looking at it for my sports teams, I'm not expecting like a championship all the time. I'm not expecting a championship. That's great. That's easy. But if I'm the Warriors, first and foremost, size, and I want to know what the direction of this team is. Like, I want a clear, solid direction at the end of this season.
Direction and identity, right?
Correct.
What would the identity be for the Warriors right now?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Then that's a problem.
Yep.
Like, I know what it is for the Boston Celtics. I know what it is for the Cleveland Cavaliers right now. Mm-hmm. I know what it is for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I know what their identities are. I don't know what it is for the Golden State Warriors. And for the San Francisco Giants, just show me. Like, at this point, like, it's been a lot of talk from this team, and from whether it was Farhan, whether it's, I want Buster Posey now to imprint his will on this team. I want to see this team be like what Buster Posey was for the San Francisco Giants. Yep. Respectable. That's a guy that you can respect, an organization that you can respect. And the Willie Adames signing was great. Corbin Burns missing out on him.
Oh.
That's tough.
Oh.
I know Shasky thought it was a lock. The more I looked into his background, though, maybe Arizona should have been the favorites all along.
He lives in Scottsdale.
He lives in Scottsdale. His family lives there.
Right. And he's from Bakersfield. He's from Bakersfield. Here's the thing that got me. I thought it was a lock, too, actually. I thought Corbin Burns, it sounded good. And you're hearing conflicting reports about whether or not it was the money or the years or the opt-out, whatever it is. But the more I found out that Scott Boras was his agent, the more I felt like, oh, this may not happen.
Right.
Scott Boras is involved. Corbin Burns ain't signing right now. He's not going to get pressured to put the pen on the paper just because the Giants fans want him. And so, yeah, you're right. Looking at that, Scottsdale, he's right there at home. They have a good staff already. Zach Gallen's pretty damn good. Who's my other guy? Merrill Kelly. They have a good lineup.
They still have Jordan Montgomery, right?
Yeah, he had a bad year.
But he didn't have the strength training.
Yeah.
There's a lot built into that.
I think he'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think he'll be fine.
So all of a sudden, you're still the fourth team, it feels like, in the NL West, which is tough. But you know what? It's not over. Hot stove. Turn it back on. Turn off that gas burner, electric, whatever the hell you got. We'll see. But it's similar to what the Warriors are, the identity, right, of the Giants. Mm-hmm. They do have more, I feel like, if you could build around, you know, Logan Webb as your number one, which is a fine number one still. It sucks that you lost out on Blake Snell. Robbie Ray's a guy, won a Cy Young.
Yep.
All right, and he did show me enough, I felt like, last year to be excited. Now, it's kind of like that old thing, like, oh, it's great. He's going to be really good this year, and then is he going to leave us again? Well, if he's really going really great, everything's really good, maybe you do try to get that contract during the season, right? So that's what I'm looking for with Buster Posey. Can he make some more moves, and can this team kind of be under his shadow? And because for the longest time, when I watched the Giants, all you saw was Farhan. Just, you couldn't get that image out of your head. Why it was hard for fans to even go to the stadium.
Well, I saw this over the weekend that the Giants have the worst farm system in baseball.
That was tough.
And now I don't get caught up in ratings. I don't get caught up in the rankings of farm systems because how do we know? But the whole time Farhan was supposed to be, oh man, the farm's going to be such in a better place. It's going to be so much in a better place with Farhan Zaidi. And you look at the rankings going into 2025, and they have the worst farm according to Bleacher Report, farm system rankings. And a lot of those rankings are in the 20s. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, what did Farhan do? But if I had a resolution, it'd be to see Bryce Eldridge that everybody's hyped up, and I'm eager to see. I want Bryce Eldridge to play at least 120 games with the Giants just to see what it is. And I don't care if he goes through a month-long slump where he bats 0-51. I want Bryce Eldridge to play at least 100. If I had a resolution for the Giants, that would be it. Bryce Eldridge, pencil him in for 120 games to see what I got. No yo-yoing like Marco Luciano or Elliot Ramos or who's my other guy, center field. I already forgot his name because he doesn't play much.
Exactly.
Luis Matos.
There you go.
Luis Matos. Give me 120 games of Bryce Eldridge. That is my resolution. I want to see it.
Bryce Eldridge. I
want to see it.
We get so involved in these prospects just thinking they're going to hit, and it's just baseball is so hard to predict. We did this with Kyle Harrison, and he's fine. Kyle Harrison's fine. He wasn't what everyone thought he was going to be, at least at this point. Everyone thought he was going to be a phenom, number one, best pitcher in baseball. Like, he's not Paul Skeens.
No.
And that's kind of what Giants fans kept telling me he was going to be, was Paul Skeens. I saw Paul Skeens. And Kyle Harrison last year.
Night and day difference.
Not even close. Sorry. So Bryce Eldridge, he at least looks the part. He's big, he's strong, he's powerful. Let's see how that translates. I'll wait and see on that one. You can be I don't like telling fans not to get excited.
Right.
Just cautiously optimistic is what I would always just urge people to do as fans. Cautiously optimistic. And real quick, going back to your Corbin Burnes thing, and you know why he chose Arizona, and he's not from there, but he lives there. He got his family there. Are you noticing this trend more and more? And maybe it's the millennial generation that I think players from our generation, Bonte, because we're both millennials, we're on the opposite ends of them. They're more willing to accept a situation. Maybe they're not the best team, and it's not a championship team, but what's best for their family.
Yeah,
I feel like we're seeing that more and more, and that mindset of championship or biggest bag, it might not be there, and it's what's best for my family. I just feel like we're getting to a place now where winning might not be the only thing for these guys. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I feel like I'm sensing that trend more and more.
Well, you look at Arizona last year, right? Or 2 years ago, they advanced to the World Series. They advanced to the World Series by winning 84 games.
84. No one saw that.
Nobody saw that coming, but they advanced to the World Series. Last season, Arizona Diamondbacks won 89 games. They finished 9 back of the Dodgers, but just 4 back of the Padres. So they're right there. They have a great young player in Corbin Curl, who got going in the latter half of the season. First 3-4 months was awful. But Corbin Carroll's a player. Suarez is a player. Gurriel Jr. can play. This guy's they've got a roster here. Jock Peterson, he's not there anymore. Christian Walker sides with the Houston Astros, but Marte.
Yeah.
He's a good player. He's a good player. So when you get to Scottsdale and you're right there, it's Phoenix, the weather's great, you're playing in a dome, you got the retractable roof. If you're a golfer, it's great to golf out there. Yeah. You're in the West. You're not too far from L.A., Bakersfield, where your roots are. Your family's out in Arizona. I still think this is a winning situation in Arizona.
It is.
And they love their baseball down there. But I don't know if I see some players side with the Astros, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe they think the championship pedigree is still there, the championship pixie dust with the Houston Astros. But I do think players are saying, you know what? I know I'm going to get money wherever I go. I know I'm going to get money. But to your point, the family, the situation, it matters. And can I potentially win here? And now Corbin Burnes, he protected himself. What does he have, an opt-out after 2 years?
Something like that.
So he can get out of that. If things are not going well for the Diamondbacks, he can get out of that and get himself a new contract. You know? So Arizona's a destination that we all kind of scoff at and say, you don't really want to win.
Correct. But so after the first 2 years, he has an opt-out.
Right, he has an opt-out. So he can opt out after 2 years if he doesn't like the situation or if they're not winning or being competitive in the National League West and the National League. But you look at Arizona, the way they develop talent and the way guys go there, they do have a chance to win in Arizona now. They do. I think that is a winning culture in Arizona. But to your point, being comfortable with your family and in a spot to where, you know, you're not going to get a lot of limelight because the media is not going to cover the Diamondbacks like they are the Dodgers or the Padres. So it is a good landing spot to just kind of fly under the radar, do your thing. Phoenix is a relaxed market.
I was going to say, even in Arizona, they're like the third team, right? Like you got the Suns and you got, you know, the Cardinals. Like, even though the Diamondbacks are the only ones to win anything there, but
no doubt, no doubt. So to your point, I do think people want to win and they want to go to a situation to where they think they can win something, but is it all about winning?
Yeah,
probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Fair enough. And you know, listen, we're doing our New Year's resolutions. What are some of your New Year's resolutions for your sports teams, your favorite teams? 888-957-9570. They got to be attainable too. We're not doing the, you know, the championship. No. Let's just do something concrete. We're saying identity. You know, Bonte wants to see Bryce Elder with the Giants. And, you know, I want to see some more, you know, just fun players on the Giants. I think that's where you're kind of tiptoeing around here.
Right.
Can I get some more like zest? Like Elliot Ramos, great player. Great player. Was I like wowed by him a lot? Mm-hmm. No, but I think if I get more players like that up and down the lineup, I might be more wowed. Yeah. Like, okay, wow, now we got some legit depth here and I could be excited. Would a guy like, you know, Pete Alonso, the polar bear, who's still out there.
Yeah, Would love him.
Would love him.
I know Eldridge is going to play first base. I can see the hats
already. We've already all said it. Yeah, like, come on.
But you know what? I have no problem signing Pete because I got a DH and a first baseman.
Correct.
Hey, one day is Bryce Elders, one day is Pete Alonso. I don't really get caught up in this guy wants to play in the field. I just want to get some ballers in the lineup.
Yes.
You got to have some threats to help your pitching staff out. Guys are pitching in 1-1 games and pitching in high-stress situations. That's so you know you fall behind and you don't believe in your lineup to get you back into a game. I will not mind Pete Alonso. You missed out on Corbin Burns. What's the pivot here for Buster Posey?